Castanho ex vice commander Q.
Sunday, January 1st, 2023 at 10:49 p.m. Beach Marine, room 209, out on the little deck that faces the ocean. Gonna get some recordings of the ocean for a little while. Be back to collect this mini recorder after a stretch.
Say, give it, now more. And you hope the human tongue not simply sparkling the kneeling glee. Give it. Not to a bent idea called God. Not within the blood of brethren's familiar train. Rouse the six angles of a square. Hit a beat to dream's paradox of time. This want is old. Maybe even moonlight's coarse sire. I look to this one and that one with this question. Flaming spiral of doubt. Give it. And another, so you really learn how.
The sea will swallow itself, the stars will turn their last light. What rises two will remain one.
Singer.
Did they know over the years how it switched between them, how he could not remember from time to time? I never asked. Not once. They knew, they never said. They never gave a hint to him. What rises to your strength comes, joins all again. So remembering their bodies isn't enough because the missing piece remains. Swallowed by the poison. I tried telling Benny, listen, you literally waking dramas do not interest him. The gesture of a thousand new girls of every shape, size, and color, and nod at me that mocking smile whale of his. When does he show up on the bridge?
Jesus.
I love them all. I love spirit and miracle kept its right. I ask.
He will swallow itself, the star from their last night, from their last night, will remain one. Did they know over the years how it's going for the years? I could never remember. So remembering their bodies,
who was very proud when he heard this, and he felt that the envelope was a good cut already. But there was just one other thing which had to be thought about, and it was this. Where should they dig and be very deep in the pit? Piglet said the best place would be somewhere where Heffalump was just before he fell into it, only about a foot further on. But then you would see us digging it, said Foo. Not if you were looking at the sky, you would suspect, said Foo. That you happen to look out. Not for a long time, and then it had said, like, it isn't as easy as I thought. Suppose that's why Heffalumps hardly ever get caught. That must be it, said Piglet. He sided that up, and when they'd taken a few coarse prickles out of himself, they sat down again. And all the time, he was saying to himself, if I could only think of something. For he felt sure that a very clever brain would catch a heffalump if only he knew the right way to go about it.
A blue-eyed wink, and you are gone. You stay.
Your money's in your pockets. It's my rules of thumb. I come and take Grandpa out for lunch.
Okay, perfect.
He's got the cereal. Three for free. And I had to pay. Oh, they were no fools there. You could just walk in and get a free meal. Anyway, I'd show up for lunch with Grandpa. I listen and talk about Channel 3. And I think I'm going to turn the page of these lives and these times to something else. Because Grandpa, we've got nothing.
It's Sunday, June 24th, 2001, 1:30 a.m., I think. Carnal Street, 60s rock, Zombie Town, Mass. This is the third volume of Voice Journal that I have done, the beginning of the third volume, since resuming this project a few months ago. Maybe it's more like not so many weeks ago, but anyway. I took this tape out and thought I'd begun it tonight on my walk to the train, to Boston, to see a movie, but I didn't have the record button on. It flummoxed me somehow. So I talked and talked and talked all so merrily, but it didn't record a thing because I only had the play button on, so. And I didn't know that because I didn't have my headphones on. So. Anyway, I'm starting up again. Deep in the night. I saw a movie today called Evolution. I didn't see it tripping because I dropped my little tab of Lucy on the floor of the theater, right probably near my feet, and did not discover it again until the house lights went up at the end of the movie. Evolution is a movie that I'm sure will be easily forgotten not too long from now. It doesn't have anything particular to recommend it as any kind of a great movie. It's not even a great movie in the summer movie sense. So, but it's fun and it gave me interest in the idea of mitosis. Mitosis is reproduction through division rather than through coupling. And this idea is the opposite of symbiosis in some ways, maybe not directly, but in an aesthetic sense, it's an opposite of symbiosis. Hello. And so it's one to play off against it. It's not very often at 1:30 in the morning sitting here that a pretty girl goes by. How strange. I hope she's okay. Seems okay. Doesn't seem troubled by anything. Well, that's good. If I was a girl, I don't know if I'd walk down the street, though. There doesn't seem to be any danger. It's hard to tell, really. Anyway, symbiosis, mitosis. Alright, so I've written a few poems tonight, and I was working on another one when I decided to put this machine on record rather than play. So, this is what I've got so far tonight. For the hell of it, I'm going to read it. I've written three so far. Thirty-six Nocturnes, 4, number 25. Embrace it all, let it go, see what remains. Call your life's time shadows on the walkway, a fruit fallen and lying in the grass. No secret, no gleam, no way. Lamplights flare on with thickening dusk. No direction but home, sniff for the music, begin to follow. Summon her your music, though belly stiff and eyes dreaming. Dust and starlight. Pick up the fallen fruit again, 10,000 songs in every bright, every chew. Fiery branch, roaring thoughts, milky nocturnes. Become a new fool in service of her night. Thirty-six Nocturnes, number 26. This one has a title. Childhood. Become a new fool in service of her night, its rushing lights, wishing hours, holy emptiness, holier music, strums of starlight, no death, just become a different range of rhythms, higher colors, become the word love. Ease roots from this mortal soil, its life-thinning mix of regret and sensation, no hellos, no goodbyes, each leaf's blood weaned of grab and grief, entropy's wailing smell. Vision rising, colors and bells, become a new fool in service of her night, her heating touch, remembrances, willow trees, and crab apples, wagons and children, an ancient fire a night's suicide put out. I like that last line. Thirty-six Nocturnes, 4, number 27. Serve her night, beyond trembles and tears, the flashing passage of spasm and mourning. Serve her with open hands, with the danger of obsession, the greater danger of love. Service for fireballs and freaks. The danger of love mistaken for polity, for treaties, for history. Love confused with daylight, daylight's shackle of numbers, daylight's pressures to breed rules. Trim incantation, square off dirt and women, love mistaken for safety. Surf her night, it's wailing, no ease, she pulses always, all that is pulses. Skies clear, buildings erupt, break down, burn, build again. Love scrambles from every rubble, smiling, smile aching with release. Serve her night, no bones nor cords, her truth will not give way. Love neither beginning nor end, call her art, dream, man, woman. Oak, song, wrap a thousand trunks in chantless rhythm. Answers flicker out with dawn. Now these poems I'm seeing, the three that I've written, the one more, possibly two more I have within me, before capitulating that I can't write 12 tonight. These are real nocturnes. These are hymns to the night. To the feminine mystery of the night, I guess. And a woman walked by, a beautiful woman. What the hell did that mean? It doesn't happen often. I haven't seen a beautiful woman that close, looking at me and smiling. And I don't know. I don't know if I can write anymore tonight, but I'm going to try. And that means taking this recording off and putting on music to help inspire in its way. Someday, perhaps wife or daughter, or perhaps even son will listen to this. Though that's hard to imagine, given the life I've been living, and the life I am living, and the life that I will be living for unknown amounts of time. But someday, someone will matter a great deal to in unknown coming times will possibly, maybe, if that person exists, which he or she might, or they, listen to this tape. And I can only tell you that if you are my daughter, you know I love you beyond everything. And my one simple lesson to you, my one bit of wisdom, is that art will save your ass. In one way or another, it will. There will be people to help you on the way, there'll be people to support you, people to detain you, good and bad. But if you inherit my gift, if gift it is, then you will have something for when everything falls down. You will have something for when everybody fucks you over and you're alone. You'll have your art. What else can I say? There isn't anything else to say. I sit here talking to a fucking machine as a beautiful woman walks by. That is my life. But it won't always be. Someday. Well, there'll be other times, and there'll be other places. And by when I leave Malden in 2002, after having been here for 6 long fucking years, knowing now, as I probably do, that there's no fucking way I'm gonna leave this year. Not expecting to, anyway. Something happens, it's unimaginable. Sometimes things do. But when I finally fucking leave here, I hope I leave here for something better. I hope I leave here for people and a place where my notebooks and my art and my music and my person are valued and treasured and protected, and where I'm able to give, give, and give as I wish to, in ways that I can't now. Thank you. Anyway. Alright, I'm going to try and write this fourth poem of the night. This is pushing it really, really hard for me, but I'm going to try.
Sanyo ex wis commander pew.
36 Jesuit commander
pew.
An easy feeling that keeps
Tuesday, June 26th, 2001, 8 p.m., leaving Newman Road, Malden, Mass. Well, since that last entry, I've been laid up with a wrench in my back. Somehow that night, the pain came on, and boy, did it come on. It was horrible. I felt nearly crippled. So I've been laid up, trying to write poems, writing poems. Because I've been wanting to do them right, and not merely do them, but they've been good. They've been good to better than good. I have five left, I think, to write. I've written seven. The job I interviewed for twice I didn't get. My rent is going up from $500 to $525 in August to $550 in October. And that was only after I begged the landlord not to put it up to $550 in August right away. He's had all sorts of medical problems. I hate sympathizing with him. Because if I can't pay, he'll just get someone else to. And knowing Boston, that won't be hard. Won't be hard at all. Where I'll be, it doesn't matter. And I finally got notice from the state of Massachusetts about the $1,200 I owe in income taxes because fucking Insight didn't take any money out of my goddamn check for a whole year for state income taxes. So I got a credit card offer in the mail, and I haven't accepted any credit card offers since I stopped paying the last ones. And I don't see why I would get approved. But, that doesn't matter. I switched my long distance just so I could get a $75 fee for doing so. And in the midst of all this, last night, I had a dream about a girl. With whom I was romantically involved. And this dream led me to write to Lainey. And she wrote back to me for the first time in several weeks. working at another office. She's been, I don't know. She said her therapy is not, she's not in the right state of mind right now to be in touch on a regular basis. But it's not her therapy, it's other things. But she didn't specify. She said she would write to me. Tomorrow. Her job ends all of July and half of August. I guess maybe the company closes down or something. I get that impression that it does. It's not just her. So next week, she won't be working and she won't be traveling, but the following week she will. It's funny that I have a girl, sort of. I have a job, kind of. And I have a place to live. But not one I really like. And he has no clue how close to the edge I am. I don't know. I really, really don't know. My end result of all this is I don't get the job's income. My rent goes up. I take on the bill of income tax. I think I have to file for unemployment, and I didn't want to. I was avoiding it. And I have to start job hunting. I was avoiding that too. But I don't have any choice. I don't have a life right now. I mean, I'm stepping out for the first time in days because of my back, but you know, why did my back throw it on me? I don't know. I feel like I'm really fighting right now. I'm fighting. Fighting to keep my grip and I'm losing it. You know, the summer's never good for me. I don't know, it's just never good for me. I seem to do so much better in the weather. I seem to be in the midst of a fucking battle for my fucking sanity in the summer. We are what our minds perceive. Anyway. I think that... Unless I get a job, there's no way I'm going to be able to do anything but Burning Man. I'm not going to be able to see any shows but Burning Man. Not with additional rent. However much the state is going to charge me. I'm going to knock those motherfuckers down to fucking pennies or as close as I can. Anything I've learned in the last couple of days, it's about health. And I've been very lucky, and I'm hoping to continue to be lucky for a long time. I get hurt every once in a while or sick. I survive it, and I'm okay for a long while thereafter, so. We're going to at Stop and Shop later.
Reality. War. Politics. Work. Money. Reality. Bring me down. But I don't know why. You don't know why. It must be it. White lightning in my brain. White lightning on my mind. Got me wondering, yeah. Am I insane? The pattern don't know.
White light. Boston's home for real jazz, is AM 1410 WZBR Dedham Boston and FM 98.1 W251 CR Medford.
Someday I won't come running.
It's Tuesday, May 3rd, 2022, at 7 o'clock p.m. Anglesey, Attic City. Work table, Belfast, Massachusetts. I think it's been a few days since last I recorded in this journal. I'm trying to get the attic radio right, the radio, not the slow tape player that happens to have an AM FM radio project. I don't get it to come in with static, which is unfortunate. Here comes the train. I've been interviewing people this week. Well, one person, tomorrow the second, for the open tech writer role at my job. Meanwhile, I'm working on getting Greg a contract version of the same job. He's in here with my boss next Monday, so that will be interesting. I'm not knowing what to think about it all, but it seems to be going all in the right direction, so I'm going to just try not to worry it too much. Today I scanned the many excuses. I just sometimes lose my momentum. But here I am. I have till 10:40 to work, and I was midway through my tonight's chapter of Arthur Conan Doyle's The Hound of the Baskervilles, when I just was not enjoying the static on that radio. I don't know why I can't get it to come on staticky. It's really annoying. It's funny, when I'm real close to it, it's fine. And then it gets staticky the further I get away. So if I sat near it, which is not where I am, it would come in fine. I don't know what that means. But anyway, so tonight my plan is to write the final version of Many Musics 12 Series, number 19, Thrift Shop. last week I wrote the near final version, which I read on my radio show on Friday, on Saturday. And I just haven't gotten back to finish it properly since. But here I am. So, yeah, I have a secret book to catch up. Journal later. History of Scripture Press is not done, but at least did some work on it. I don't know. I just sometimes lose my momentum. I lose my way for a little while. I waste my time. And then I kind of like pull back into it. I wish I didn't do. I wish I didn't fall into that kind of pattern at all, but I do. I wonder if I'm manic depressive. I never thought about that before. But I don't know. I don't know if there's any, like, words that can describe exactly how it is. I wouldn't make it a medical diagnosis if that didn't make sense or was excuse-making. From Sealer's Notebooks is done, however. I can say that for sure. I wrote the pages. I scanned the pages. Cassie will clean them up and pop them in. And Labyrinthine's just waiting typing. Bags of News is just waiting typing. Many Music is waiting me doing what I'm going to do tonight and then typing. History of Scripture Press is waiting a bunch of work. And Notes from England / Dream Wraps Volume 11 is waiting a bunch of work. I've moved the Jelton Field to May 14th with the intention that I'm going to get all this done. Also, not going to the Burning Man Festival this year means theoretically more can get done. That's not being devoted to getting there. But I haven't really done it yet. I haven't really done it yet. So I need to do better. It seems to be something I write off in my journals. Do better. And I know what I'm doing better. It's not a mystery. And I know I'm not a mystery either. Anyway, that is all for now. FM antenna, right up. And more later.
36 X with Commander Q.
36 X with Commander Q.
36 X with
Commander Q.
Oh, the way that you have right, that means
science and morality are at the level of the individual, and thus freeing one to evolve independently.
A few minutes later, 7:24 p.m. now, I finished my chapter, Hound of the Baskervilles. I only have 3 or 4 left. Went down to the bathroom, I came back up, and along the way, there's this little wire, an FM antenna, it's called. And I know it's kind of like plugged into its hole in the radio. I had it above the radio, kind of hanging high, and I sort of drooped it closer to the radio, and suddenly the station's coming in fine. Isn't that funny? I know it's just a little thing. I know that, but it makes me happy. When I come up here and I put on the attic radio and I have my notebooks in front of me, my soda, and I'm just here, it kind of compensates for just, I don't know, not being able to be out in the world in places that have the same vibe as the same feel. This is the feel of an old coffee house. Quite honestly. And so the attic radio is part of it. I mean, that station is the station I put on unless I put on other things. Like, it's the default station. So I couldn't figure out why it wasn't playing properly, and it was so aggravating. Big little thing, I call it. Okay, well, that's good. I'm gonna now work and
I'm going to leave that radio running all night long, maybe. Just knowing it works better makes me happy. More later.
Okay, it's now 10:40 p.m. Oh, I'm sorry, not 10:40, 10:31 p.m. Same place, attic study. And Many Music's 12th Series 19 is done. Waiting the typing. And I'm now into the last few months of 2012 for History of Scripture Press. I'm going to be writing about October to December in the new sample. It's funny, I'm writing about it 10 years later. But it's also funny that 10 years ago, I was writing the Tangled Gate poems for the first time. I was bringing together all of my influences, all the pieces that were in everything I was pulling together for what became the Tangled Gate Mythopoeia. So, it's interesting to be writing about it 10 years later. But I damn hope I can get it done and increase my pace of writing about years thereafter, because I hate being 10 years behind. It bugs the crap out of me. But I'm going to do my best with it, and it's funny reading about the Tangled Gate beginnings when I just wrote the most recent Tangled Gate poem 10 years later. Anyway, it turned out to be a reasonably productive night, after all, and there'll be more later. Alright, it is just into Saturday, May 7th, 2022, 11 a.m. Bungalow C, Attic Study, Work Table, Melrose, Massachusetts. The Dreamland Jazz Station is on the attic radio, though it's probably not really hearable because it's not that loud, and also because the heater's on. I don't even think this heater needs it. Or maybe even better, it needs to be on. So just this moment, I got this work table sorted a little better. It was covered in notebooks and things. Not even a space on it to work, and now it is better. Previous to that, I was reading my thoughts pad journals from the summer of 98 for a reason that has to do with the new Cenacle. In the History of Scripture Press, I'm up to October, November, and December of 2012 when I wrote the original 36 Tangled Gate poems. These, in the manner in which I wrote them, which was bound for work 5 days a week, was inspired by what I'd done back in 98, when I did this. I was very depressed that summer. Pretty close to, I had suicidal thoughts. I didn't actually lay a hand upon myself in that regard, but I certainly thought about it a lot. Very depressed. I was working a temp job in Boston that required me to get up. I think it was like 6:30 in the morning, something like that, to get ready to walk to the train in Malden. which is about a 30-minute train ride to Boston. And it was a very depressing job, just pushing paper all day. It was very tiring, boring. I did my best to keep my spirits up. I was working near the Boston Public Library, which at the time had a whole room of books on tape, books on cassette. That was a thing before the internet and MP3s and stuff, where audiobooks were released of books. The audio version was cassettes of them. And it was like 5, 6, 7, it was a whole package of cassettes to listen to a book rather than read it. And I used to listen to them all day. I had a Walkman. I had no one troubling me most of the day. I don't recall the details of what I did for this job, quite honestly, but it was all day long. I did it by myself with no supervision. And I didn't have access to internet. I had access to email, which was good. Those were long ago days for all that stuff, but whatever. Anyway, so I listened to books on tape. A lot of them. A lot of novels by John Irving, apparently, I found reading these old books. It could be that some stories are more enjoyable to listen to than others. They come across to the ear, to the mind, the listening mind, in a way that is pleasurable and all that. I spent every night writing. Went to the movies on Saturday. I was lonely and sad and horny, and I saw no hope on the horizon of anything. But I was writing these poems every day. They were based on the Orpheus and Eurydice myth, Greek myth, which I did lots of research on in different media. I saw movies based on the Orpheus myth. I read lots of books. I read poetry inspired by the Orpheus myth. Also read like literary studies, whatever, about them, mythological studies. And I made them my own over the course of a couple of months. It was like June and July of 98. And I was writing concurrently with them. I was writing Blue Period, A New Fiction, which was my 8th and final summer Rich America Cement Park novella. Brung down to Connecticut to read to friends there in Jim Burke's backyard. All day barbecue with hot dogs and hamburgers and beer. Lots of beer. I did that for 8 straight summers. It's funny because that was 98, and in summer 99 I was going to Burning Man, which I did for 11 straight summers. Interesting that that period stretches from 91 to 91 to 2009. So that's, yeah, it's 19 years between the two summertime activities. Anyway, I'm writing about the Tango Gate poems, and I wanted to look back and see some details of my inspiration from the beginning. And so I read several volumes of my thoughts pad, just diving back into who and what I was during that summer. And just amazing dichotomy between, within the pages of my writing, I was just fine. I was writing my heart out, and I was pretty good. But then the life I was living was just lonely and sad. I felt estranged from my old friends down in Connecticut and from my friends in Boston, of which I had fewer. Just a real dichotomy. And I want to start, when I write about this in the history, I want to use this as a jumping off point. I'm not exactly sure how, but it's like I want to say that the parallel to me, weirdly, seems to be that I was very depressed in 2012 and in 98. In 98, I was depressed because I felt lonely and estranged and purposeless, and I just saw no hope. And the worst moments of these were the daily morning commute train ride into Boston. That was when it was worse, and so I defended myself by writing these poems. I wrote them standing up with my notebook
against my face because the train was so fucking crowded. And that's why I started, because I just couldn't stand standing, just being packed in that tight for 30 minutes meaninglessly. Just couldn't. I suppose people now that are packed in that way have their little phones up against their noses and that gives them something. But I didn't have anything like that, and I wouldn't value anything like that anyway. Writing a poem a day was something I valued. That was in my system of values then and now. So that was 98, and in 2012, Jim had died, and he had died the previous December. But I mean, I'm still not over his death, and it's now over 10 years later. I mean, it's still something that lingers with me. But this was like less than a year later, and I dealt with it in part by writing these poems in the same manner as I did in 98. I was impressed by what I did and why I did it back then, and somehow I was inspired to do the same thing. It just, they both emerged. I don't think the poem a day thing emerged with the Tangled Leaf poems immediately, but over the course of time it did. I saw the parallels in researching old Greek myths and writing something from them, and then I got my job at PHT, and I was taking the bus into work every day, 5 days a week, like I had back when I was sitting with Cassie in the back seat, which was a much more pleasurable thing to be doing than standing squished by myself. But it just, the same thing. It was like there were parallels, and I guess those parallels are what I'm seeing. I think the parallels are not everything, but the parallels are interesting. And so that's going to be part of what I do with this. Because writing about those poems, like, it's really super important to me. It's interesting that it took me so long to write the history for 2011 because it was all about Jim dying. It was to a lesser degree about my involvement with Occupy. But it was most importantly about Jim dying. And it was a struggle to write those pages. It took me a long time. And this, for very different reasons, is also the same thing. But in a way, I don't see the years that follow as being ones where I can point to any such great cataclysms of their kind. Like, several months into 2013, we moved to this house. I mean, but that's a positive thing. It's a good thing. It'll be fun to talk about that. It'll be fun to be in this house writing about living here. I'm not too caught up in my history to that point. But anyway, so I think I have a little better handle on that. I cleared off my table. I went to the bathroom. This is the weekend where I write what I write for this issue. I had written and finished, just waiting, typing in some cases, many musics, Labyrinthine, Bags End News, and From Sular Shell Books. What remains is this history and Notes from New England / Dream Rap Swelling 11. Both heavy-duty, time-consuming things to do, but I've now cleared this entire weekend for this. The radio is on a 3-week hiatus beginning this weekend. I finished last weekend's work. I did all the work necessary for it to go on the hiatus. Finished tonight, updating the website and sending out the notifications about it online and email and all that. So there's no more work to do about the radio actively. I want to collect content toward coming shows, coming my show and other shows, but that's listening. That's not active work of building a radio weekend, which is time-consuming, thought-consuming. So here I am. Cassie went to bed earlier. That was a good thing. She was tired. I don't feel tired. I don't know how long I'll push this, but I don't feel tired. I feel like I want to do this. And alright, continue. Flip the tape. Continue. I don't have anything of a major obligatory sense this weekend but this work. Like, I've cleared things as much as they can be cleared. So, at times I've struggled to keep focus lately. This issue seems to be slow birthing even more so than usual, some of them. And I've been letting it by delaying the Jellicle Guild, delaying publication, and it's like, okay, this is the weekend where what gets written, then it's all typing and printing and invitations and all that. But it's got to be done. It's got to be done. But I've let it come to be slow-cooked, because I really want all 6 of these pieces of mine in there. Really, really, really. Many musics I battled up until a few days ago to write a new poem. It's long, and I like it, and it sets into motion a new series of poems. Next few are going to be Dreamwalker, Gatekeeper, and Mentor traveling together. And it established all sorts of ways and means by which that's going to occur. I had to invent kind of a shifting, moving narrative that shifts from single to plural, shifts among plural, shifts from I to we to you, all that. But I just had to, like, I don't know if I invented it, but I had to, like, contrive it for the purposes of this poem in the next coming number. And I did it. And so 4 pieces are done. Some wait typing, but they're done. Typing's not writing. And Notes from New England is going to be the 6th and final piece, and it's going to be me sitting with Eurydice and the typed dream wrapped material that Cassie so nicely typed, and starting to form and shape it into what become what goes from typed, you know, transcriptions of the dream wraps on my radio show to volume 11 of dream wraps, which is that source material, which is itself sourced from my dream journal, which is itself sourced from dreams, but the dream wraps volume 11, that's the other end of things. Anyway, I also want to listen to Joni Mitchell. I didn't, like, sort of thinking about the albums I want to play on my show, my within, and I realized I looked up and I've only played 4 of her 18 albums, and I think there's more of her albums that I'd like. I like the ones I like, and I'd like the other ones too, additionally. So, I think I may read my Hound of the Baskervilles chapter to get finally and firmly oriented into this session, however long it goes. I'm glad I made it up here. Work week was long and tiring, but it was good. I'm hopeful that next week is going to be the closer and closer to me having Greg and another person as colleagues, as fellow tech writers. I'm waiting to see all that play out, quite frankly, but I'm hopeful. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't play out. So, more later.
Samuel X with Commander Q.
36 with Commander Q.
Samuel X with Commander Q.
On Spirit and on Radio. On
War. 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 War.
individual and the thus freeing one to evolve independently.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, I guess it's later on Saturday, but last entry was Saturday, May 7, 2022, and this one is as well. 11:52 a.m. Level C, Attic Steady, Work Table. Milkhurst, Massachusetts. Oh, so I think I slept till about 9 or so, and the first useful task I did this morning was scan some pages for Seneca 119. For the bags and piece, I always scan the first pages of each of the bags and issues that are included in the current bags and book. I think it's to connect what they actually look like to how they arrive in form in the Seneca. I also do my signature for the table of contents page. So that was a useful little task. And I come up, and after a hunt for the secret book, current secret book, I found it. That's on my to-do list. Volume 19 is the current volume of the secret book. And then I read more The Hound of the Baskervilles, Arthur Conan Doyle. I have to say that having read all of the Holmes stories that Doyle wrote up to the one where he killed the final problem was the one where he killed off Holmes at Reichenbach Falls. And then he didn't write, he was done. He had no intention of writing more Holmes stories, and then years passed and he decided to write a new one, and he wrote a novella, which is what the Hound of Baskervilles is. So in that sense it is similar in length to Studying Scarlet and Sign of Four, which were the first two Holmes stories. They were also novellas. It's just really good. It's just really good. I mean, the stories are fun, but they're kind of formulaic. Some of them are more clever than others, but they just have a kind of a... They're just not long enough to be so very complex that they can't be resolved by the conclusion of 10 or 11 pages, so... I think that Doyle was actually better served by longer Sherlock Holmes stories, even though apparently he only wrote four of them at all. There's one later along in his canon that he wrote. Because I guess Sound of the Baskervilles came, and then I don't think he then was thus resuming writing Sherlock Holmes, because this story is set before Holmes' death, and I guess it would take him a while to find the motivation to solve that question. And then write further along, and somewhere along where there came another Holmes novel. And I don't know how that'll be, but it was four and all. Anyway, it's just good. I recommend it. I now have time, not going to Burning Man this year, I have time without worry to read all of the Sherlock Holmes canon. I honestly don't know if... I don't know how much other writers about Holmes would interest me, though I'm kind of interested in depictions of Holmes and Watson in other media, in film, in television, radio. Why not? It's fun. I've never delved into any mystery writer before in all my readings, many kinds of things. I've never had a favorite mystery writer, so... start with the best, right? So my tasks for today are to finish my journal, which is nearly done, and to catch up the secret book, and to then work on the History of Scripture Press. If I got the secret book caught up by 1, I would have 8, 9, 10 hours to write this history. I don't know if that's enough, honestly. I'm going to give it my all. There'll be nothing else in the way of doing that, so. I'm super hopeful that that's enough time. And then the future date later on. I turn a very protracted cynical, I think I said that before. But I don't know, this one being good seems extra important. I mean, it has new contributors, it's got new color, it's an anniversary issue. Maybe it's compensating me a little by focus for not being able to be Burning Man this year. Sometimes it seems like my work compensates me for disappointment or struggle. Focus on that, and it helps. I don't think I'm alone in having that strategy of sorts. But anyway, so Cassie is downstairs cleaning for the Jellicoe Guild meeting, which is scheduled at this time for next Saturday. And hopefully we'll come off next Saturday.
backup plan for that would be that it'd be the following Saturday. I'm not thrilled about either idea, since it should have been on my birthday, or near my birthday, and now it's already 2 weeks after, as currently planned, but this issue matters. The Cenacle is my version of me publishing. It's like it's my book. It's my quarterly book that I share with others. A lot of other good others, wonderful others, but it is my book at basic. It's like the radio. At core, it's a vehicle for my work. And I share it with others because I think that's more fun. It's also a way to support other people who are talented who don't necessarily have such a vehicle for themselves. So it's a way of giving them a little bit of that, which I think is good, quite honestly. But anyway, I want to be successful in having a really good issue and having a good meeting. Also, it compensates for just being fucking stuck in place now 2 years and ongoing. The end's not yet in sight, though there will be an end to sheltering. But at this point, there's no date, and there's no exact timeline. Alright, I'm gonna stop babbling and get on with the work, and I'll report in at some later point, more later.
It's Sunday, May 8th, 2022, at 3:37 p.m., Bungalow C, Attic Study, Work Table, Melrose, Massachusetts. So, I worked on Cenacle 119's History of the Scripture Press piece till about 9. I went at it for 5 to 6 hours, I'd say, maybe a little more. And it's not done. That's what hours to come are for. But I got pretty deep into it, and I think I stopped at a good time because I think I was starting to lag energy and focus, and so that's a good time to stop. But a full night's sleep, and back at it today. We did some yard work out today in the backyard. Actually, all around, past 4 or 5 Sundays, I've gone out every Sunday and done some, I guess I kind of think of it as spring prep work.
1 week we raked up lots of leaves and branches, and so cleared out a bunch of areas that needed clearing. We went behind the back fence and we cleared a bunch of old vines and stuff, just general stuff that was there, kind of made a good swath between the back fence and that kind of thing. And we've gotten the flowers ready. In our garden, which is on the side of the house, we have peonies, which, strangely, they grow tall, but then their big flowery heads droop over incredibly. So we have these hoops we put out every year around them that keep them propped up, and provided we put them up when the current season of them is still short, we can get the hoops up and then sort of feed them through as they get bigger, so it all balances out. If we don't do that until later, it's a lot harder to put them in. And we put in some moss, different places, some grasses. We have this sitting area with chairs and a fire pit we call the Bella Common. And we moved that, we're in the process of moving the whole thing back. It's got a floor beneath the two chairs, a brick floor, a wooden brick floor, that we had to dig up and move back about a foot and get it all even. And then we're going to move the fire pit back too. We're moving it back from a evergreen tree that's in the corner of the backyard that we planted some years ago. That's getting bigger and bigger every year. Very pretty. Fixed up the barbecue grill, which needed some work. And uncovered the picnic table on the back deck. Just a bunch of stuff, and it's been like, I don't know, 3 or 4 tasks every Sunday. It's been good though, because what happens is the weather gets warmer, and it's harder to work outside for extended times when it gets hot. Also, I tend to spend my Sundays mowing, most Sundays. And most Sundays typically, not during the Seneca month, but most Sundays typically, we're up super late on Saturday night, and so Sunday is not a day of, with a ton of energy to it, to be outside, but it's good though. It's good to tend, it's good to have a yard and have a house and tend them. Some do and some don't, and people have different reasons for that, but we don't have any reason not to. We both are grateful to be here. So that was fun, and then we ordered some breakfast food delivery. We watched the new Law and Order revival, which is strange, and I got myself up here. I'm almost done with Arthur Conan Doyle's Hunt of the Baskervilles, which I've greatly enjoyed. It is so far arguably the best Sherlock Holmes story. Well, it's, for me, I would argue, for my taste, reading everything up to this point in his chronology, it's one of the best stories of his. Journal got done, Attic Radio's on, has been on the whole time, like all sorts of jazzy stuff, but I'm about to turn it off because I'm going to go back to what I was doing while I was writing yesterday. I was listening to albums by Joni Mitchell, which I've always been a fan of, but I've never really listened to her albums in order attentively. I know several of her albums very well, but I've never started with her first and rolled through and sort of followed the musical story of her artistry. And I listened to the first 6 of her albums, from 1968, Songs of Seagull, up through 74, I forget, I'm going to tell you. Some more of them, so I'm going to just get this web page up on Tabby. Okay, so I listened to 68 Song to a Seagull, 69's Clouds, 70's Ladies of the Canyon, 71's Blue, 72's For the Roses, and 74's Chord Spark. And these are all fantastic albums. I enjoyed every last one. I'm going to play them on Within's Within. I'm not sure how much further along in Oob I'm going to go, but I'm going to do that much for certain, without a doubt. The other reason I listened to the start is because her albums later get more difficult and jazzy, and they're not as popular, and I'm thinking, well, if I have her early albums in mind, I can kind of follow her story, how her music changes, all sorts of things. So that is what I thought I would do. It's funny that her first 7 albums are listed as like folk pop, piano rock, pop rock, and then her albums start being called jazz fusion, because she got into that for a while. I guess later on her label will folk pop again, so, and then some are jazz fusion, so it's interesting. But anyway, I'm going to resume work on my piece. I've gotten through most of writing about Seneca 82, October 2012. Not quite. I don't feel it's done. I'm going to write about the gelatin yield that it was brought to, and then I'm going to lay out a plan for writing from essentially about November, December of 2012, when I was writing the original Tangled Gate poems, and also writing them toward the December 2012 Jellicle Guild meeting at Said Clay Tree. So, Jellicle Guild's not going to be till May 21st, which is 3 weeks later than it. Three full Saturdays. Like, it was supposed to be the 30th, or would have been ordinarily the 30th, but it's going to be the 21st. And I was thinking, okay, well, I can still call Santa Claus April 2022 if I insist, which I seem to. What can I do to kind of buy back a little time? And then it occurred to me, it's the 7th, or it's the 8th, and I'm getting toward the end of writing. There's lots of typing to do. What I think I need to do is I think I need to go all out to get the work done, the issue done, so it can be actually released on the 21st, not just at the Jellicle Guild, but actually released online, ready for publication, everything. That's what I'm thinking. I think that would help, because it would be a lot less work following the meeting, and that would kind of gain back some time. Yeah, so that's my thinking. That's going to be a lot of work, but it would get me, I'd be finishing the cynical with the idea that I'm going to really, fully, truly, honestly finish the cynical by the 21st. Now, if I finish it by the 30th, very likely I would not have felt such pressure, and I would probably not be releasing it until possibly the 21st anyway. So I just have to use that extra time of making it to also finish it more fully than it would have been. I know that's way, way down in the weeds, but in sum and total, it's shaping up to be a really good issue, and I just have to follow through. It's as simple as that. I just have to follow through and do the work until the work is done. It's a good issue. It's a really good issue. I'm really proud of it, and it's going to be something great to share. So, and I think that it's helping me to think less about not going to Burning Man. It's helping me to devote to this work. And the good work this is. I think that that means that I'm not wasting my time in melancholy. I don't know if the Burning Man thing would have worked anyway. We decided to back out, but I just don't know. Anyway, that is it for now. More later.